想你们可以向右边的人说愿神祝福你，向左边的人说愿神祝福你，好不好？好，我们先低头祷告，好不好？我们亲爱的天父，我们满心感谢你，也求你的手在方牧师的身上，也求你来医治他。我们也求你的灵恩膏你的仆人，我所说的话能够荣耀你的名。我们也愿意你祝福每一位，所以今天也求你复兴我们的心。我们祷告感谢奉耶稣基督名，阿们。对不起， I'm sorry. Today I will speak to you in in English because I did not prepare the Chinese.
今天对不起，我是用英文来讲的，因为我准备是用英文准备的。
First of all, I need to show you my new granddaughter.
这是我的新的孙女。
Adia Lin was born on May the 10th. And 8 pounds, 11 ounces, 19 and a half inches.
5月10号生的8磅11盎司。
She already has more hair than I do.
她的头发已经比我还多了。
All right, today the message title is Stop Thief.
今天的题目是小偷。
Stop
住手，小偷住手。
There's a game that's called Stop Thief.
有一个游戏是叫这个名字。
I've never played it, but I have experienced someone stealing from me. I don't know. Have you experienced that before?
我没有玩过那个游戏，但是我曾经被偷过。你们有没有人被偷过？
Let me tell you quickly three experiences I had.
我有三次的经历。
My first experience was I was in Beijing.
有一次我是在北京。
You're laughing. Have you experienced that?
你们在笑，是不是你们也有过这样的？
I was at the Temple of Heaven.
我在天坛。
I was taking pictures. I was very interested what I was seeing.
我在拍照，我对看见的很感兴趣。
The crowd squeezed me in.
人群就挤进来。
A little hand went into my pocket.
就有一个手就伸到我口袋里。
Stole my wallet.
所以我的钱包就被偷了。
Thank the Lord that I kept my money in my pouch with my passport.
所以感谢主，我把我的钱和护照放在一起，放在前面。
But they got my driver's license and my credit cards.
但是他们得到了我的驾照还有信用卡。
The second time that I was stolen was in Kansas City.
我第二次被偷是在 Kansas City.
On Saturdays we had Chinese classes especially for those who adopted children from China. They asked us to teach them about the language and the culture.
我们星期六有中文学校，特别是那些被领养的中国孩子，教他们中国的文化。
One morning while I was preparing for class, I set up my laptop computer ready to teach the class.
我把我的手提电脑准备好，准备要教课。
And then along came a man and a woman, and they asked me, could you tell us, get us some more information about the church? We'd like to come and visit the church.
然后有一男一女进来说，你们能不能告诉我们一点关于这个教会的情况，我们想要去教会。
So I went off to get some information for them about the church.
所以我就起身去拿一点关于教会的材料给他们。
While I was gone, they stole my laptop.
当我去拿材料的时候，他们就把我的电脑偷了。
It had years of my teaching lessons and also many, many pictures in it.
里面有我多年教学的材料，还有很多的照片。
Thankfully, the church had cameras, so they had pictures of the thief.
感谢主，这个教会里面有摄像机，所以他们把这个小偷的样子拍下来了。
And just like in Beijing, I reported to the police. I reported to the police there in Raytown.
就像在北京，我就报告了警察。
And the police found the person.
警察就找到了那个人。
They had to set up an arrangement where they would restore, make restoration, but they did not get the computer. It was given, already taken.
But they made payments for 2 years. I told him, I appreciate that, but you can never recover the pictures and my teaching lessons that were there.
所以警察找到了这个小偷他们，但是那个电脑没法追回来，因为已经流失到别的地方去了，所以他们会用两年的时间分期来付那个罚款。但是我对他们说，那个我多年准备教学的材料还有那些照片是永远回不来了。
So I felt like they had stolen a part of me.
所以我对于我来说，被偷是一个特别的经历。
A year ago in Grandview, we loaned our car, a van, to our son so he could use it.
一年前在 Grandview 我们把车借给孩子，他们可以用。
In the middle of the night, someone broke the window and stole the car.
半夜里就有人就把玻璃打碎了，然后把车偷了。
Again, they drove it till they ran out of gas.
他们开出去，然后就没油了。
In Kansas City, Kansas, the police found the car. We had reported it to the police.
我们也报警了，然后警察就找到那辆车。
But they had damaged the car over $3,000 worth of damage.
但是那个车的损伤已经超过3000块。
Stop, thief!
所以要小偷住手。
They feel like when you've been stolen, they've stole a part of you.
当你被偷的时候，你觉得你的一部分被偷了。
Nehemiah tells us here in chapter 4, we looked at before, the attacks that came from outside.
第四章在尼希米记，尼希米讲到从外面来的攻击。
And as they face these attacks,On one hand, they would hold a sword. On the other hand, they would continue building the walls. They did not let it stop them.
在这些的攻击当中，他们一手拿兵器，一手做工。
But in chapter 5, we see here the attacks from within.
第五章我们看见从里面来的攻击。
And the attacks from within caused the work to stop.
从里面来的攻击让这个工程停下了。
In the middle of a great work,For a great God, what will stop that great work?
这是伟大的工作，我们有一位伟大的神，什么叫这工程就停下来？
And oftentimes, it's the attacks from within.
常常那个是里面来的。
So I want you to consider today four things from Nehemiah chapter 5.
今天我在尼希米记要讲四件事。
Number one, stop to cry out, the great outcry.
第一个就是停止哭喊。
Now the men and their wives raised a great outcry against their fellow Jews.
第五章第一节那里说他们就大大呼嚎。
I don't know if you watch the local news, but there is a news channel that has what they call the rant.
我不知道你们看不看新闻，有一个当地的新闻叫猪
The rant.
Rant, 那个猪户。
And in this, people will call in and complain about problems in Kansas City.
那是一个当地新闻，就是人家会打电话来，就是抱怨他们所遇到的事情。
Sometimes people even say good things about Kansas City. They call that the rave.
所以偶尔他们也有会说好话的。
And so we see here the people crying out to Nehemiah. They give a rant. Nehemiah, these are some problems we're facing.
这里我们看见百姓他们在那里大大的呼喊，向尼希米说，你看我们有这么多问题。
First one, we must get grain.
我们得有粮食。
Verse 2, some were saying, we and our sons and daughters are numerous.In order for us to eat and stay alive, we must get grain.
第二节这里说，我们和儿女人口众多，要去得粮食度命。
They needed food, and that was going to stop the work.
他们要吃的，这个就叫工程停下来了。
Second, we must mortgage our property, others were saying.
那第二个就是我们要付我们的房贷。
We are mortgaging our fields, our vineyards, our homes to get grain during this famine.
我们点了田地、葡萄园、房屋，要得粮食充饥。
They were facing a desperate situation. There was famine in the land, and they did not have food, and they were mortgaging their property to get money to buy food.
这他们是在一个饥荒当中很大的危机，他们必须要把他们的田地房屋都点出来才能买食物。
Third, we must borrow money. Still others were saying, we have had to borrow money to pay the king's tax on our fields and vineyards.
所以然后他们得借钱，他们已经指着田地葡萄园借了钱，要给王纳税。
And then the fourth group said, we must subject our children to slavery.
第五节说，我们要把我们的儿女送去做奴婢。
And verse 5, the beginning of verse 5, although we are the same flesh and blood as our fellow Jews, and though our children are as good as theirs, yet we have to subject our sons and daughters to slavery.
我们的身体与我们弟兄的身体一样，我们的儿女与他们的儿女一般，现在我们要使儿女做人的仆婢。
For those who had no property,They sold their children to other Jews to be slaves to get money to feed their families.
那些没有可财产土地可卖的，他们把儿女卖了来赋税。
Problems, problems, problems. They were ranting to Nehemiah.
他们向尼希米抱怨这许多的问题。
And then five, we are powerless. Some of our daughters have already been enslaved.But we are powerless because our fields and our vineyards belong to others.
第五句下半节，我们的女儿已经有为婢的，我们无力拯救，因为我们的田地葡萄园已经归了别人。
So many times we see problems and we feel that we are powerless. What can we do?
很多时候我们看见问题，但是无力拯救。
And so we stop to hear the outcry.Number two, we see stop to listen, the great response.
第二个就是停下来要听。
We need to be a good listener when others tell us their problems.
我们要做一个好的倾听者。
Nehemiah said these words, When I heard their outcry and these charges, he listened to what they had to say.
第六节说，我听见尼希米听见他们的呼号，说这些话，便甚发怒。
And then we see that Nehemiah had righteous indignation. I was very angry.
尼希米说，便甚发怒。
Now the Bible tells us to be angry, but do not sin.
圣经说，生气却不要犯罪。
We see examples of this.And Moses, when Moses went up to bring down the law from the Mount Sinai,
我们看见摩西的榜样，当摩西从西乃山下来
and he saw the people bowing down and worshiping the calf.
他们看见百姓拜金牛
and Moses in anger lifted up the tablets and broke them.
摩西发怒就把法板扔在地上摔碎了
It was righteous anger.
那个是义怒
We see Jesus when he went into the temple.
我们看见耶稣到殿中。
In the temple, they were selling goods. They were making it into a market.
那里满了做买卖的人。
And Jesus, in righteous anger, chased them out.
耶稣发义怒就把他们赶出去。
And so it's all right to be angry, but we do not sin.
所以发怒是可以的，但是却不可犯罪。
So Nehemiah,had to have right thinking. I pondered these problems in my mind. I thought about them.
尼希米在这里说他我心里筹划。
Our immediate reaction is anger, but we need to stop and think about the problems and their solutions.
我们第一的反应就是愤怒，但是我们接下来就需要思想，要计划。
Nehemiah also made a bold accusation.
他在这里也指证。
He then accused the nobles and the officials. I told them, you are charging your own people interest.
他斥责贵胄和官长说，你们个人向弟兄取利。
And then the third thing, we need to stop to deal with the problem, the great meeting.
第三点就是我们要停下来，我们要解决问题。
Nehemiah said, So I called together a large meeting to deal with them.
所以他就召聚大会攻击他们。
For many days they've been building the wall. Nothing stopped them. The enemies from without did not stop them, but from within.
他们建造许多天，仇敌也不能叫他们停下来，但是现在里面的问题，他们就停下来了。
This is a picture of how many of us face problems. We stick our head in the sand. We think, if I don't see it, there's nothing there. We don't want to face the problems.
我们都知道这个话代表什么哈？我们看见有问题的时候，我们就把头埋在沙子里面，就看不见，就觉得没有问题了。
But it's not the problems is the thing. We need to think about what are the solutions.
我们想的不仅是问题，我们要想如何的解决。
And so Nehemiah talks with the people. Here are some solutions.
尼希米就对他们说，这就是解决。
First of all, they did what they could. They redeemed others.
首先他要尽力赎回弟
兄。Verse 8, as far as possible, we bought back. That word bought back is to redeem. We redeemed our fellow Jews who were sold to the Gentiles. Now, you are selling your own people only for them to be sold back to us?
第八节说，我们尽力赎回我们弟兄，就是卖于外邦的犹太人。犹大人，你们还要卖弟兄，使我们赎回来吗？
So they took the resources and put it together and tried to redeem, buy back those Jews that had been sold.
所以要把弟兄都赎回来，让那些资源都回来。
And we need to point to redemption, that people might redeem their lives and turn back to God.
我们要把救恩指出来，要把人带回来归向神。
In the words of Nehemiah, silence the oppressors.Verse 8, second part, they kept quiet because they could find nothing to say.
尼希米的话就叫他们默默不语，无言可答。
He also rebuked the oppressors. And so I continued, what you are doing is not right. Verse 9.
第九节他又责备他们说，你们所行的不善。
We have to deal with the problems.By giving solutions.
我们解决问题需要有方案。
So they corrected the oppressors. Shouldn't you walk in the fear of our God to avoid the reproach of our Gentile enemies?
所以他说，你们行事不当敬畏我们的神吗？不然难道我们的仇敌外邦人毁谤我们，难免我们的仇敌毁谤我们。
When we do not correct the problems with godly solutions, those who are outside, the Gentiles, point their fingers at God.
如果我们不用属神的方法来解决问题，就会被外人来耻笑。
So our goal is to restore others.
所以我们就要，我们的目的就是要恢复众人。
I and my brothers and my men are also lending the people money and grain. But let us stop charging interest. Stop this. Give back to them immediately their fields, their vineyards, their olive groves and houses, and also the interest you're charging them, 1% of the money, grain, new wine and olive oil.
我和我弟兄与仆人也将银钱粮食借给百姓，我们大家都当免去利息。如今我劝你们将他们的田地、葡萄园、橄榄园、房屋并向他们所取的银钱、粮食、新酒和油，1%的利息都归还他们。
Now remember, when we deal with problems, we're looking for solutions. We're looking to restore people back to God.
所以，当我们面对问题，我们要寻找解决，我们需要恢复人来面向神。
He also held others to the word, to their own word.
所以，他也对他们说，你们要守信。
We will give it back, they said, and we will not demand anything more from them. We will do as you say. Then I summoned the priests, and I made the nobles and officials take an oath, a promise to do what they had promised. I also shook out the folds of my robe and said, In this way may God shake out of their house and possessions. Anyone who does not keep this promise. So may such a person be shaken out and emptied. At this, the whole assembly said, Amen, so be it, and praise the Lord. And the people did as they had promised.
众人说，我们必归还，不再向他们索要，必照你的话行。我就召了祭司来，对众人叫众人起誓，必照着所应许的而行。我也抖着胸前的衣襟说，凡不成就这应许的，愿神照样抖他离开家产和他劳碌得来的，直到抖空了。会众都说阿们，又赞美耶和华，百姓就照着所应许的去行。
So they realized that what they had done was wrong, and they turned back to God. And Nehemiah made them promise to God that they would do what they had promised.
他们认识到做错了，他们也应该也愿意转向神，所以尼希米就叫他们起誓，行他们所当行的。
And he told them he would shake off his robes, meaning that he would, if they did not keep their promise, that they would face the chastisement of God, that they would be shaken out and emptied.
所以叫他们起誓说，如果他们不守信、不守约的话，就会像抖那个衣襟一样，把他们从把他们所得的都抖空。
And the people cried out, "Amen, so be it."
所以会众就喊叫说，阿门，然后要如此而行。
And they praised the Lord.
他们就赞美神。
And the people did as they had promised. They turned back to God.
人就转向神，也把当交的归给神。
So we see, stop to hear the outcry. Stop.
所以我们就听见说，要停下，要听见那个呼喊。
Stop to listen. Stop to deal with the problem.
停下，要来倾听，停下，要来解决问题。
And then number four, stop to be an example.
第四点说，停下，要做个榜样。
We need to be an example to our children.
我们要做儿女的榜样。
When we don't deal with problems, what kind of example are we? We need to deal with problems with solutions, with God's turning back to God.
我们如果不解决问题，不转向神，我们给儿女怎样的榜样？
So we see the example, the great example of Nehemiah.
我们看到尼希米那个好的榜样。
He did not use the official expense account for their household.
他并没有用官方的那个房子里的钱。
Verse
14. 14节。
Moreover, during the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, until the 32nd year, for 12 years he was the governor. Neither I nor my brothers ate the food allotted to the governor.
14节说，自从我奉派做犹大地的省长，就是从亚达薛西王20年直到32年，共12年之久，我与我弟兄都没有吃省长的俸禄。
Many had been governors before Nehemiah, but as a governor, he ruled with integrity, with character.
在尼希米之前有许多省长，但是尼希米他是做省长，乃是有他完全的品格。
He did not take what he could have taken.
他没有取他所可以取的。
He also did not tax the people for their drink or food.
所以他也没有加那些粮食和酒的税。
Verse 15.Nehemiah said these words, but the earlier governors, those preceding me, placed a heavy burden on the people and took 40 shekels of silver, and from them in addition to food and wine, their assistants also lorded it over the people. But out of reverence for God, I did not act that way.
15节说，在我以前的省长加重百姓的担子，每日索要粮食和酒。并银子四十舍客勒，就是他们的仆人也辖制百姓，但我因敬畏神不这样行。
He understood the people. He did not act this way and heavily taxing them, but he showed fear for God, reverence for God. We need leaders that will do that.
他了解他的百姓，他也敬畏神，领袖就需要这样。
Right now in our young people's group on Friday night, we are studying seven principles every teenager needs to know, the foundations for living a life.
我们年轻人在一起读这个生活的七个原则，每一个年轻人都应该知道的。
Last Friday, we looked at the principle of wise choices, making wise choices.
上个星期我们就在讲说怎样做明智的决定。
And these, after we finish our seven, this summer we're going to study the book of Proverbs together.
暑假我们就会读箴言。
And asking God to give us wisdom.
求神给我们智慧。
And the book of Proverbs says that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
箴言说敬畏耶和华乃是智慧的开端。
What is the fear of God?
什么是敬畏耶和华,敬畏神?
There is a healthy fear of God.
有一个健康的敬畏。
This is the awesome reverence of God deriving from being sensitive to His glorious, holy, and majestic person that results in our respect and obedience.
那乃是对于神的完全、神的性情的认识、了解，而且敏感，能够对他有一个合适的回应。
So this reverence for God is a feeling of or an attitude of deep respect with awe who God is.
所以在我们的敬畏乃是在我们内心深处能够认识到神的所事，能够敬畏他。
If you want wisdom, you have to have a relationship with God.
如果你想要智慧，你要跟神有关系。
You fear, reverence God. You obey Him.
敬畏神，遵从他。
The third example that he gave, he did the work without acquiring land.
第三个我们看见尼希米的榜样，他做这个工作，他不要求土地。
Verse 16, Instead, I devoted myself to the work on this wall, and all my men were assembled there for the work. We did not acquire any land.
16节说，并且我恒心修造城墙，并没有买卖田地。 我的仆人也都聚集在那里做工。
The previous governors often took a hongbao, a bribe.
所以以前的省长可能他们都收各种的贿赂，红包贿赂。
They took land for the work that they would do.
他们做工，但是他们要收取土地。
But Nehemiah did the work with no bribes.
但是尼希米他做工，但是却不收土地。
He refused to take any land.
他拒绝取任何的土地。
He also, for he shared what food he had with others.
他并且把食物与别人分享。
Verse 17 and 18. Furthermore, 150 Jews and officials ate at my table, as well as those who came to us from the surrounding nations. Every day, one ox, six choice sheep, and some poultry were prepared for me. And every 10 days, an abundant supply of wine with all kinds. In spite of all this, I never demanded the food allotted to the governor, because the demands were heavy on these people.
17节18节，除了从四围外邦中来的犹太人以外，有犹大平民和官长150人在我席上吃饭，每日预备一只公牛、六只肥羊，又预备那些飞禽，每十日一次。 多预备各样的酒，虽然如此，我并不要省长的俸禄，因为百姓服役甚重。
He often invited people to his home. 150 guests almost every day would eat with him.
他常常请
relationship with them.
他常常请人150人在他席上吃饭。
And number five, why did he do all these things? He did what he did to please the Lord.
第五点，他做这一切都是为了让神喜悦。
Verse 19, Remember me with favor, my God, for all I have done for these people.
19节，我的神啊，求你纪念我为百姓所行的一切事，施恩于我。
So stop to cry out the great outcry. Stop to listen the great response. stop to deal with the problems, the great meeting, and then stop to be an example, the great example.
所以要停下来，停止呼喊，停下来要做个倾听者，停下来要做好的榜样。
The work needs to continue, but we also have to deal with the problems. Sometimes we have to stop to deal with that.
我们话还是继续要说，但有时候我们就是要停下来，要解决问题。
How do we apply? What are some important lessons that we can learn from this?
我们怎么来应用这些话？
First of all, we can expect problems to arise among people.
第一个我们知道说人当中就会有问题。
There was a known problem. We call this in English the elephant in the room. Everybody knows about it. The elephant in the room.
所以我们这里有一个英语的成语是说房间里的大象。
Everybody knows about the problem, but nobody deal with the problem.
所以那个他的意思就是说房间里有一只大象，所有人都能看得见，就像问题。所有人都知道有问题，但是没有人去解决这个问题。
So this known problem, the greedy Jews at that time of rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem were stealing from the people, and Nehemiah confronted the problem.
所以当时他们面临的问题就是那些贪心的犹大人哈，他们在城外，这个尼希米就是要解决这个问题。
Sometimes though that the problem is an unknown problem. We might call this the mouse in the room.
有的时候那个问题是不可知的，我们不知道的。那也许我们就打比方说它是房间里的老鼠。
In Joshua chapter 6, the Israelites had faced the first battle of going into Canaan. They had defeated Jericho, the big victory over Jericho, the large city.
在约书亚记第六章那里，他们进迦南地，让他们赢了耶利哥。
They came to the second city of Ai, very small town, and they didn't think, oh, this will be easy.
那第二个就是爱城，那个小城，他们觉得没有任何问题。
But Joshua warned the people, do not take any spoils from battle, do not take anything.
但约书亚跟他们说，不要取掳物。
And he went to battle against that small town, and they were crushed, they were defeated.
但是他们打那个小城，他们就是被打败了。
And they bowed down before God and say, why? What is the problem? What's happened?
他们在神面前哭求，就是到底是什么问题？
Realize that among them, someone had disobeyed God.
但是最后发现是在他们当中有人不顺服神。
It was the mouse in the room. They didn't know who.
那个好像就像房间里的老鼠，他们不知道是谁。
So they drew lots, and they picked the tribe of Judah, and then they picked the family, and then they finally figured out they drew the lot of Achan.
所以他们就抽签，最后发现，在这个犹大支派里面找到了这个亚干。
And only then did Achan confess that he had stolen from that battle and buried it in the bottom of his tent.
所以他就亚干就承认说他确实取了掳物，藏在他这个帐篷的地下。
He thought it was a secret. Nobody would discover. Nobody would know about it.It was his own little secret he kept hidden.
他觉得这是个秘密，没有人会知道的，因为藏在他自己的地下。
But because of his sin, they were defeated in battle, and God's blessing was not upon them.
但是因着他的罪，所以他们征战就失败了。
We started the service by turning to the person next to you and saying, "May God bless you."
所以我们对旁边的人说，愿神祝福你。
May God bless you. May God bless your family. May God bless this church.
我们愿神祝福你，祝福你的家，祝福这个教会。
But whether it's the elephant or the mouse, it will keep God from blessing us.
但是不管是大象还是老鼠，会止住神的祝福。
I want you to hear carefully the words here of Malachi chapter 3, verses 6 to 10.
我希望你们很注意地听马拉基书第三章。第六节到第十节。
I, the Lord, do not change. So you, the descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your ancestors, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, And I will return to you, said the Lord God Almighty. Revive our hearts by turning to God, and God will turn to us.
因为耶和华是不改变的，所以你们雅各之子没有灭亡。万军之耶和华说，从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
But you ask, how are we to return? Will a mere mortal, a man, rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how are we robbing you?
你们却说我们如何才是转向呢？人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？
In tithes and offerings, you are under a curse, your whole nation, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, said the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven.And pour out so much blessing that there will be no room enough to store it.
就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上，因你们通过的人都夺取我的供物，咒诅就临到你们身上。万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们。甚至无处可容。
When I study the Bible, I keep a journal so I can write down some things I learned from my Bible reading, from my study of the Bible.
当我读圣经的时候，我有一本笔记，我可以记下来，我所读的。
So I looked at this. What does the Bible say about tithing?
所以我在这里所记的就是神关于这个十分之一的奉献是怎么写的。
A tithe is a tenth, so tithing means giving 10% of one's earnings back to God.
所以这个词的意思是说，当纳的十分之一。
Jesus said, remember, to his disciples, give to Caesar the things that are Caesar, and to God the things that are God's. Matthew 22.
在马太福音22章，主耶稣对他的门徒说，开撒的物归给开撒，神的物归给神。
You know, we all know we have to pay taxes.
我们知道我们都要纳税。
But we also give to God that which belongs to Him, and not just a tip.
当然我们也必须把归给神的物归给神，那不是一个小费。
We need to understand what the Bible teaches us, the principle,that we are not owners, but stewards or managers of what God has given to us.
我们当知道说我们自己不是那个所有人，我们只是管家。
All you have, all I have, God has given to me, and I'm just the manager. I'm not the owner.
所以当我们所有的一切神给我们的，我们只是经理，我们不是那个所有人。
Paul also says that we're to be cheerful givers, not grudgingly or out of necessity,And promising that God will reward those who are generous.
保罗也说呢，给的乐意的人乃是神所喜悦的。
And so here in Malachi chapter 3, we find this truth of God's word.
在马拉基书我们看见神所说的真理。
When we tithe, we put God first. And things begin to happen in your life that you will never experience until you put God first.
所以这里的原则就是说，当我们把神放在第一位的时候，你在生命当中你会经历到我们从来没有经历过。你把神放第一位会有怎样的结果？
He also tells us here that we're to prove His promise, that He will fulfill His promise.
这里也说神必成全他所应许的。
And we profit from His provision. God will provide what we need.
神会供应我们所需要的。
By doing this, we praise God's name.
我们如此做乃是赞美神的名。
And we personalize God's word. What does it mean to me? What am I to do?
这个对于我们个人的生活来说是意味着什么？我们该怎么做？
And we practice godliness. Obedience requires a step of faith.
所以当我们真心的顺服的时候， 需要有跨出信心的一步。
We also participate in God's work.
我们也在神的事工上有份。
May God help us to be cheerful givers.
让神帮助我们做一个给的乐意的人。
Not to rob.
不是一个抱怨的。
On May the 13th, the young people here came forward on Friday night and said the purity vow, and their parents stood behind them to support them.
5月13号年轻人他们在这里有一个纯洁的誓言。
I wonder, in our hearts, what promises do we need to make to God as we return to God?God turns to us.
我不知道在我们心中应该怎样的来向神说，我们转向神，神就转向我们。
What step of obedience to God will you make?
你向着神那个顺服的之路应该怎样的来开始？
I'm thankful, so thankful for the example of the young people and their parents, but let us all turn to God in obedience.
我很感谢这些年轻人还有他们的父母。我们应当怎样的来转向神？
We need to confront problems courageously and pray for God's help to tackle the problem as soon as possible.
我们要勇敢的面对问题，也要向神祷告祈求。
We need to be sure that our own integrity is intact.
我们必须要有确定的把握，我们的品格的完整要保持。
And then number four, see in every problem an opportunity for the Lord to work in our lives.
在每一个问题里面都看见那是神可以做工的地方。
To the Jews at that time, it was a crisis. It was a big problem, a crisis.
对于那时候的犹太人，那是一个危机，是个大问题。
The Chinese word for crisis is very interesting to me. 危机 means...Dangerous opportunity.
中文的这个字危机很有意思哈。第一个字危是危险，第二个机好像对我来说是机会。
We may look at how big the problem is. We need to see how big God is, and we may think how dangerous it is, but we can see the opportunity that God has to work in our hearts.
我们看到问题有多大，但是我们也要看到神有多大。当我们看见这个问题有多大，我们也要看见机会有多大。
If we depend on God's wisdom, we will get what God can do.
如果我们依赖神的智慧，我们能看见神所能成就的。
I'd like to look at the song at 647, Revive Thy Work, O Lord.
要看诗歌647首，复兴你工作，主。
And I want you to open your hymn books at page 6, or number 647.And make this a prayer as we sing this to God.
我们打开这首诗歌647首，然后我们唱这首诗，也是我们的祷告。
Revive thy work, O Lord, verse 1. Now to thy saints appear. O speak with power to every soul, and let thy people hear. Revive thy work, the chorus, O Lord, while here to thee we bow.Descend, O gracious Lord, descend. O come and bless us now. Do you want God's blessing?
你愿意得到神的祝福吗？
我们亲爱的天父，我们都需要你的祝福，也求你复兴我们的心。有什么地方我们不听你的话，请你感动我们的心。我们要在你的面前承认，我们要向青年人许诺，我们要跟从你，我们要听你的话。这样的话，我们归向你，你也归向我们，也求你大大的祝福。我们不要什么拦阻你的祝福。求你复兴我们的心，我们祷告奉耶稣基督名，阿门。